Merry Christmas to everybody.
Happy Boxing Day.
What is it?
Boxing Day.
Boxing Day is today? I missed that.
I believe it's Canadian.
Oh.
Canadian holiday,
yeah. So I'm not used to that in California.
You didn't get me first for Boxing Day. That's fine.
That's all right. I missed that.
So you guys do a pretty good job of putting past games behind you, especially when they're wins. But is there something advantageous about keeping the feeling that you had after that game, which was terrible, played terrible, something like that?
It's always an emotional game. So I think we put a lot out on the field. We put a lot into the preparation throughout the course of the week. And, you know, you love for it to go well. And sometimes it doesn't always go very well. But, you know, you put as much into it the following week as well. And I think that's what you can afford during the regular season when you know there's a game the next week, like we had this week against the Dolphins. So hopefully everyone used the rest to a little bit of their advantage, and then we can, you know, go into this week with a lot of energy and enthusiasm, and, you know, there's a lot at stake.
So you don't need any extra motivation that game may have
given you? No, I don't think you can draw much on from previous games. I mean, you have experiences of, like, for example, the San Francisco game, we were down, whatever, 28 points. So if we're down 28 points again, which I hope we're not, you know, at least you can say, well, we've come back from this before. So I think you can draw on those experiences. But, you know, this week is going to be its own separate game, and, you know, we're going to have to go out there and earn it this week.
As a leader, is there a constant balance that you need to toe the line between being critical and pointing out things that need to be done better and being supportive? I mean, I've seen you do it over the years. Is that a constant balance? Do you have to say, what does this guy need? How do I approach this guy?
Sure. Well, we get that, you know, from our coaches a lot too. I mean, I think, you know, we kind of take the lead from our head coach who, you know, always talks about us getting better and making improvements and certainly not focusing on the things that we're doing well, but the things more that we need to improve. So, as a veteran, you know, you kind of take the lead from him. And, you know, we all have our own feelings about how things are, and we express those in different ways. You know, it's all in hopes of winning games and to be at our best when we need it the most.
Is there a constant need for you to go to what you understand as being necessary to win championships, which you've done or played in championship games, and to express that to other guys? And do you ever have doubt that they'll either A, be willing to give the same amount as you, or B, will ever really understand what it's about?
Well, every team is different and every player is different, and the motivations are, you know, different for different players. But ultimately, we're all here to win, and that's what our ultimate motivation is as a team. And part of being part of a team is being selfless and giving up whatever individual goals you may have for the benefit of the team. And it's all about teamwork and what we can build together. And I'm only as good as the guys around me, and they're only as good as I am. And I think part of that is motivating each other so that we can all be on the same page and that we can all be at our best.
Has the team's sense of urgency change at all starting this week, knowing what's at stake this week and beyond?
I think we prepared pretty hard all season. No, it's the last game of the year, so it's our last opportunity to make improvements for the playoffs, and hopefully we can get some guys back. I know we've been battling through some little injuries over the course of the season, but, you know, this is a time for us to be at our best.
You talked about kind of riding the roller coaster of emotions. Sometimes after a string of good games, and you're saying, you know, you got to stay focused. Nothing's been achieved already. After a couple of games where maybe you didn't play quite the way you wanted to, are you sort of reminded again of stay in the course rather than being doubting yourself and, you know, figuring out what you did wrong over and over?
You know, I think it's about playing consistent football, and I think we've got to, you know, do a better job of that. So it hasn't been as consistent as we would have liked, but, you know, we still got a chance to improve it. And really, if we're consistent this week, which I hope we are, that's ultimately what's going to help us win this game, not really what happened in the previous month or 2 months. So, you know, our goals are ahead of us, and that's where we're looking, and that's the direction we're heading in.
Tom, Coach has talked about the stability of you being here, him being here, you know, how it's helped. How has it helped you over the years, having the same head coach every year?
Well, it's, you know, there's no better coach you know, out there, and there's no one that I'd ever want to play for. So, you know, he brings the consistency to our team in terms of our motivation, our focus, our execution, his expectations for us. You know, I think winning is, you know, the most important thing, and that's the most important thing to him. And that's what it's all about. It's a competition. And, you know, there's a test at the end of every week to see how well we did. And I think it's important for us to, you know, it's great when you don't play your best to still win the games. You know, you play better some weeks and lose games. But, you know, it comes down to winning the games and beating the opponent that you're facing. And that's the goal of Coach Belichick and what he talks about and preaches to us every single week about our execution and our attention to detail so that we can go out and be at our best competitively so that we can score more points than the other team.
Now, you meet with him every week, right?
Multiple times.
Do you still learn things from him?
Of course. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, you can never stop learning in this game, and you can never stop improving. And, you know, he's been at it for a lot longer than I have, and I'm sure he feels like he's still improving as a coach, and I'd agree. I mean, there's the things that we talk about, the things that we're trying to accomplish, those change. I mean, there's times where game plan changes or the opponent changes, but, you know, what you do individually to prepare yourself needs to be better, and certainly I found ways to do that as I've gained more experience that I can prepare better and I can hopefully be a better leader and teammate and so forth and ultimately go out there and execute, you know, well enough to win.
Do you try and go in there and stump him with something?
Nah, there's not much I can do that. He's got a great memory. So he's, you know, his history lessons are some of the most fun meetings that we have. So, you know, when he gets to talking about, you know, when he previous players that he played, that he coached against or that he coached with, you know, there's some great stories and some history because, you know, I'm a pretty big football fan. So it's nice to hear those.
In your time here, Tom, how important has the last game been of the regular season in providing springboard momentum into the playoffs?
It depends on the year. I mean, I think you want to be playing well so you have confidence going into, you know, the playoffs. There's no question about that. But, you know, like I said, whatever we do this weekend isn't going to have any bearing on what happens in the playoff, you know, that following week. What's going to have a bearing on the playoff is how we prepare for that week and the opponent and our scheme and our execution. So, you know, we're trying to build some confidence this week in what we're doing, go out and have good practices and see if we can go out and execute better than what we have been.
Is it important to you that you guys played Miami fairly recently, rather than, say, in weeks one or two, where you it's fresh in your mind what they do, and maybe they haven't changed as much as they would have if you hadn't seen them in 2 months?
Yeah, well, there's, you know, you kind of, you know, I've seen everything. It's pretty easy to get up to speed when it's only been 2 or 3 weeks, so it is pretty fresh in our mind of how they played us and the things they do well. Certainly they gave us everything we could handle. But they're a good team. I mean, there's nothing easy about this team. They've been on the short end of a few losses, but, you know, they challenge you in a lot of different ways.
Have you seen any change in the past 3 weeks, like 3 games they played since you guys?
Not really. Schematically, no.
Tom, kind of a different subject, a little bit off the beaten path, but Gil Santos and Gino Cappelletti, it's their final game broadcasting regular season of Patriots football. Just kind of your thoughts on when you ever hear Gil call a touchdown thrown by you and what he's kind of meant to you.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty great twosome they've had for a long time, and Gino was a hell of a player here, and Gil, you know, it was always nice to see both those guys after the game, before the game, and the kind of support that they've given us over the years. So, you know, I don't get to hear him much on the radio, obviously, but, you know, on some of those highlight videos that we've had where you hear Gil's calls, it's pretty special. So, yeah, they'll be missed. They're a great group. And so who takes over them? Zoe? Scott Zolak? Possibly?
I can't comment.
Yeah. Maybe not. That's Bill. Yeah, that's Bill. Yeah, see, you're getting good at that.
Final question. Hey, Tom, you wear the playoff scenarios at all? I mean, I know you're focusing on the Dolphins, but are you aware of the scenarios for you, what could happen this Sunday?
Sure, yeah.
So to that end...
It'd be hard to...
Okay, to that end, let me ask you this then. With possibility that when you take the field, that
with your win, a bye could be right there if Houston somehow loses to Indianapolis. Are you going to be aware of that, or are you just going to be?
I'm sure we'll all be aware of that, yeah, no question. But I don't think that changes what our goal is for the weekend. I mean, I think we're trying to win this game regardless. It's, you know, it could be different if, you know, some other teams win, but that's really out of our control. So we're just going to go out and try to win. So thanks, guys. Enjoy your day.